Laugh Out Loud. Written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein. Read by Nate Beagle.
Okay, here's how my book company got started. Late one summer night, I went walking with my dog Quixote. That's right, I named him after the lead character from the classic Spanish novel, The Ingenious Gentleman, Don Quixote of La Mancha, by Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I'm still trying to learn how to say, ¿Dónde está el baño? It's all about this guy who is an epic dreamer and fights windmills. He's kind of a weird dude. Anyway, we weren't too far from our house in San Jose, California, and I was reading The Marvels by Brian Selznick. Yep, I love books so much I can walk and read at the same time. Unless there is an open manhole. Or a curb. Curbs are tough. Anyway, have you read The Marvels? The first half is told completely in pencil drawings. Crashing waves are about to sink the Kraken, a whaling ship, where our hero, Billy Marvel, is putting on a show for the sailors. Man, I was totally lost in Mr. Selznick's amazing tale. So lost, I didn't notice the creepy clump of trees Quixote and I had just wandered into. We kept walking deeper and deeper into the darkness, because I kept falling deeper and deeper into Brian Selznick's swirling tale of adventure. Hey, when I'm into a book, I crawl in all the way. On the illustrated pages, lightning flashed and thunder boomed. Billy was about to be swept overboard as the ship sank. I could hear the wooden beams of the Kraken creaking and groaning as the waves pounded its sides. Splinters and wood chips showered down all around me. Yeah, actual wood stuff falling from the sky was a little weird, even for a guy who totally lives in his imagination like me. Then, the crackling and snapping grew louder. It sounded like trees were exploding all around me. Seconds later, the splintering sounds were blasted away by the humongous rumbling thwomp and warble of unearthly engines. The darkness was replaced by a dusty shaft of bright white light. I finally looked up from my book. Quixote looked up too. Then he whimpered and tucked his tail between his legs. Because the two of us were standing right where the hovering alien spaceship wanted to land.